The Founders of the Western World by Michael Grant. Acknowledgement. The author and publishers are grateful to Penguin Books Limited for permission to quote from Kenneth Wellesley's translation of Tacitus, Histories, Penguin Classics, 1975. Introduction. The experience of the Greeks and Romans demands our attention for two reasons. First of all, in itself and in its own right, without any consideration whatever of modern comparisons and echoes, it is overwhelmingly worthwhile to attempt to recreate this phenomenon just as it was, without paying any deliberate attention at all to our own late 20th century concerns. The study of such an unparalleled historical process is justified purely and simply on its own account. Yet at the same time, this interest does assume an imperative further dimension when it is recalled that we ourselves, whether we like it or not, are the heirs of the Greeks and Romans. In a thousand different ways, they are permanently and indestructibly woven into the fabric of our own existences. This has been occasionally questioned in recent times, owing to our lately increased knowledge of other ancient civilizations as well. However, in the end, it does not emerge that in the light of them we owe the Greeks and Romans any less. True, it is now clear how much more the Greeks themselves owed to near Eastern civilizations than we had thought, and this will become clear in the chapters that follow. But it is through the Greeks that these Near Eastern elements have been filtered through to us, and once again, the Greco-Roman contribution to our own ways of living and thinking is not diminished by such knowledge. Without that massive contribution, we should not be what we are. Its influences crowd in upon us insistently from many sides, having reached us in numerous different times and ways, and at every level of consciousness.